Tornadoes and other storms that swept across 8 states on Sunday might have left more than 24 people dead. Most of those killed lived in rural northwest Tennessee. NPR's Audie Cornish traveled to a place where hundreds of people ended up in the path of the storm. It's Mills Field Road in Dyer County, Tennessee.
Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen says he's now working toward a federal disaster emergency declaration for the counties in the northwest part of the state. Bredesen will be touring those areas today.
We have obviously weathered the storm, and our first priority now is helping those impacted by this tragedy to get back on their feet quickly and bring some sense of normalcy to them at a time that they need it most.
But in Dyer County, that will be a difficult task. In the town of Dyersburg on Millsfield Road, neighbors say they lost 3 of their own. Charlotte Sweat says she's glad that this time she made the decision to leave when she heard the warning sirens.
Usually, I'll make the kids get in the bathtub in the bathroom. Well, our bathtub is over in one of the trees turned upside down, or under the staircase. And part of the staircase is over here, and part of it's down the gully, and another part of it's behind. So I'm just really glad we got out of the house.
Sweat returned to the neighborhood to find her 2-story home had tumbled into the gully running behind it. Her family reached for belongings that were dangling from the splintered trees in surrender. Across the street, Barbara McQuarters, who's lived here for more than 20 years, says she survived her first tornado. She says she'll never forget it.
Popping, cracking, roaring, debris, you know, and a whole lot of prayers.
McQuarters says the windstorm came on so fast that she and her husband could not do any better than ride it out in their hallway. They watched the tornado peel the roof off as if opening a can of sardines. The walls are standing, but the interior is bare, and she's not sure if she wants to rebuild.
It is scary because all my life I've heard that they follow the same path again. And you think, you know, building back, and then a few years down the road it hit again.
And so how does that make you feel now?
Makes me feel leery building back here. But where you know where they're going to hit, you don't.
And across the county, trees and debris were a major obstacle in the rescue effort, according to Dyer County Emergency Management Director James Medling.
We just had a tremendous problem physically getting there before we could actually try to help the people. You know, we were using 4-wheelers and ATVs and things of that nature and try to get people out, you know, get them back to an ambulance.
More than 1,000 homes along a 25-mile stretch encompassing rural towns such as Bradford, New Bern, and Dyer were destroyed. Much of the cleanup effort has been on the part of county-level officials, with Tennessee state troopers lending support in the way of body-searching dogs and some help with debris removal. Officials here say they are still working on looking for the missing and the dead. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Dyersburg, Tennessee.